Government is big. It's very complex. There's a whole lot of things that go on that, to me, a governor that's ready to hit the ground running better know about. Looking at least the Republican candidates, none of them have any experience in Richmond. I'm currently on the Finance Committee, which is the money committee in the Senate. I chair the Transportation Subcommittee of the Finance Committee. I chair the Commerce and Labor Committee, which is the business committee. It regulates utilities, banking, insurance, you name it. It has to come through that committee.
You've said you want to change our public schools in Virginia to create a second track for middle school kids who are not interested in college prep. Tell me about that.
Many of the fields in healthcare don't require college education. Coding may not require college education. Every business I've visited all have the same problem. We cannot find skilled help. You go to Newport News Shipbuilding, they have to replace 6,000 workers in the next 5 years, not due to growth in work, but just due to retirements. If you have a good career technical education, you'll make more than a college graduate if that college graduate can even find a job. And typically, that college graduate's graduating with $30,000 or $40,000 in student loans. So it is good for Virginia's economy, but more importantly, it's best for the student. And I think we lose too many kids in school. They're kids that are never going to pass algebra. That's okay. Stop trying to beat the square peg into the round hole. Let's have these options so the child feels like he has a great future.
Now, coming from the Finance Committee, I wonder if you want to talk about the fact that Virginia's been raiding its rainy day fund for years to make up for budget shortfalls. Do you think it might be time to raise some taxes?
We have a rainy day fund that's there for a recession. It should be at $2.4 billion. It's less than $300 million right now. And I point this out on the campaign trail because both of my opponents in the Republican nomination are saying, we're going to cut income taxes. And I'm going, really? The gas tax in North Carolina is more than twice what Virginia's is. And the gas tax in Maryland is twice what Virginia's is. There is no money to fix Interstate 81, and it's the economic artery, and it's full of cholesterol in the western third of Virginia. There is no money to talk about what I wanted to do in Southside Virginia. We can reinvigorate what used to be textiles, furniture, and tobacco back to high-tech manufacturing with changes to the transportation network and broadband.
One of your opponents, Corey Stewart, has made a big issue of the Confederate monuments. I'm wondering if you have a position on whether they should stay or go.
Look, you can't change history. It is what it is. Those monuments are put up there, and they tell a story. I think everybody ought to be able to see that story, and I think the monuments should stay where they were.
We're now surrounded, at least on two sides, by states that have decriminalized marijuana use. Would you consider going in that direction here in Virginia?
Yeah, I'm on record saying, look, for small amounts, we don't need to be locking up people. We got enough people in our jails right now. It's still illegal at the federal level, so I think, you know, an appropriate fine, $200, $250 for small amounts is all of what is appropriate. It's against the law.
And given that the state is now spending $1 billion a year on corrections, do we need to take another look at our criminal code, possibly back off on some of the drug laws that were passed during a time when the nation was kind of in a panic over drug use?
I think we need additional drug courts. Someone who is caught using goes in front of a judge. The judge says, get into these programs or go to jail, and start to steer these people back to recovery.
Do we need to impose stronger limits on who can own a gun in Virginia?
No, I think we're at the appropriate spot.